First, though, we want to listen to a little bit of new music from the group All Right, All Right. First single from their new album, Crucible. This is called Trans Am.
On our bikes back in junior high, muscle cars would pass us by. Wish I could have owned one then. You know I would be turning head. Take it up to the overlook. Steam the windows till the cops show up. Instead of feeling halfway dead, I'd be the king with a foot of lead.
All Right, All Right is Seth and Chyna Kent, and they join us right now on the telephone line. Thank you both for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. How are you doing?
We're doing just great. Love your guys' sound. How would you describe it to anybody who hasn't heard All Right, All Right before?
Well, I think we like to say it's orchestral folk with humor. I don't know. We have a lot of different ways of saying that.
When did you know that you had something special? I don't mean in the relationship. I mean the musical relationship.
I think the more people like it, the more we think we are probably onto something.
we started off, you know, Seth, we met several years ago. Seth helped me carry my piano into a gig, so I thought I'd found something special then.
Where does the name come from? It's not Matthew McConaughey, is it?
It's not Matthew McConaughey. It was kind of an accident. We'd booked a gig without a band name, and they were going to put the Kents on the bill, and we thought that that wasn't going to cut it. So I sat Chyna down, and I said, listen, we have to choose a band name. And she said...
And I said, all right, all right.
Boom, and history is made.
That's right.
Just like that.
The first single, Trans Am, is just an absolutely delight, and I understand that it's based on an actual car that you did see in Georgetown, although not a Trans Am.
Yes, it was technically a Camaro, but that's kind of splitting hairs. yeah, it sat there for a long, long time up in Georgetown. Every time we'd drive to go snowboarding or go see the mountain fall colors, and anytime you'd drive out to the west from Denver, you'd see this car. And in fact, I mean, when we perform this song, people hear the song and say, oh, I know that car. But last fall, it moved. It went away. So we don't know where it went.
Did you want a car like that when you were younger?
You know, I grew up, I was born in Florida, and you can take a boy away from the redneck, but you can't take the redneck out of the boy.
The song is very funny, but it's also poignant in what it represents, and that's the beauty when you can do something in art that fires on all cylinders like that.
Yeah, it started out, I just needed to write a funny song. I'd written a couple pretty heavy, serious songs, and so I just needed something that made me laugh, and that car made me laugh. And so I just sort of had thought of that first line of the chorus and just, like, kept chuckling about it. So then I thought, oh, I'm going to write this song. You know, we're still folk singers, so we can't leave well enough alone and just let a funny song be just a funny song. So I, you know, my second rewrite, it got too serious, and then the third time was the charm, and we got sort of the good balance.
It's like salty sweet, you know, it's like kettle corn.
Absolutely. Now, Chyna, do you have a minivan?
Oh, God, yes, we do. I mean, we've tried so many different cars over the years, but being a family and also being a van, you know, I'll tell you what, the Dodge Grand Caravan is kind of the best worst car. I mean, it's like such a mom, it's such a soccer mom car, and which is just like, you know, mortifying, but also so handy. The seats fold down into the floor of the car, so you can like literally just put all of our gear in. A whole sound system fits in that car.
We put an
upright piano back there.
Wow.
You know, so it's kind of the dream nightmare, you know, I mean.
Is it the muscle car of minivans?
You know, we're dreaming in muscle cars. We're driving minivans. So That's true. I'm going to go with no on that.
Dreaming in muscle cars. Oh, our neighbor is trying to sell us his 1992 Corvette, and I am so tempted.
Ooh, that is tempting indeed. We're talking with Seth and Chyna Kent from All Right, All Right. Their new album, Crucible, comes out on Friday the 23rd. And along with Trans Am that you heard a piece of, I've listened to a couple other songs from the album. Love, Mercy, what a raw and powerful song that is.
Oh, thank you. Wow, yeah, that one, you know, I wrote that, I sat down right after the Parkland school shooting, and I think in the way that song had been percolating for years inside of me, and I just hadn't paid attention to it. So when I sat down after that shooting, it just poured out of me. I didn't have to try. It just kind of came out as a poem. So I didn't really have an idea for a melody, but then as soon as I took the poem to the piano, it became what it is.
Well, as someone who teaches high schoolers, I found it especially powerful, and I love the message.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, actually, we're about to play a show, a live and in-person show on Saturday, socially distant, you know, just very special outdoor thing, and we were rehearsing that song, and sometimes I wonder if I should put it in the set, but we've decided to absolutely keep it in a set now, because I think it's just an important song to sing, but also I think a lot of people connect with it.
Another song that I really enjoyed, and it has such a timeless quality to it, is Missouri Calling.
Yeah, that's one of our favorites to play for sure.
Actually, the music video for that one just premiered today with the Bluegrass Situation, and the song came out. I didn't even really know what I was singing at first. It was almost like a gibberish song. Seth was playing a really beautiful chord progression on the guitar, and I just started singing, and then I realized I was channeling sort of like the story of a homeless woman in Denver, and so the video that we made for it, we captured just all of this footage of these homeless tent cities that have popped up in Denver since the pandemic, and I stitched them together. Our son helped us film it, and then his eighth grade class helped us do some research on homelessness in Denver and during the pandemic, and it turned into this really interesting, powerful video. So it's a sad song, and it's poignant, but then also marrying it with a cause. That was new for us, and it felt really good.
How are people doing in terms of social distancing and mask use and all those protocols out in your area?
It's largely pretty good around Colorado. It's sort of become sort of a renormalization, I guess. It'll be a little different in winter. I think it'll be a little harder. But, you know, restaurants here have all put tables outside and socially distanced that way. And you know, it's a statewide mask mandate and people are
honestly
doing it.
Yeah, it feels really respectful. I feel like if you've been in Colorado since the beginning of the pandemic, you just kind of like, you just know that you wear a mask. It's just part of life. It's not weird. It just feels like part of our culture now. So I actually really appreciate the way it's been handled.
Now, this gig you've got coming up, is this your first one since the pandemic hit?
It is.
Yeah. We had a gig lined up on
the 14th of March,
March
14th. With Galen Lee, and that one, I mean, we had to cancel that, and that was the last planned gig that we had.
So what do? Do you focus on writing when you can't be out performing and doing the thing you love? What direction do you go?
We did a lot of live streaming early on, for sure. We had a weekly live stream.
Yeah, we had this weekly really fun live stream that we did. People ask us if we've been writing more. I think possibly a different musician in a different situation from us is probably writing a lot of music. I am not that person. I think the pandemic for me, like, I don't know. Also, we have kids, so we were homeschooling. And then there's just a lot of like added random stress and pressure. And I think for me, I was more in a fight or flight place rather than a chill out and write a song place. Hopefully that's going to change. But
I think also the just getting ready for the album release, you know, there's a lot of back-end detail work that ends up happening. This is the part of the work that's not songwriting.
Right.
And we've been doing a lot of that, too. So, yeah.
You can follow All Right, All Right on Facebook. You can go to their website as well at allrighttimes2.com. Any other platforms where folks can find you and your music?
We're pretty busy on Instagram.
It's All Right X2 Music.
You can get anywhere that music is played, you can find our music.
Yeah, we're pretty active on Spotify as well. And we have a Bandcamp. I still love Bandcamp.
Well,
we started a Patreon too as well during the pandemic. I think maybe we started a Patreon page, which was really fun.
Well, really enjoyed the new music. Good luck with Crucible that comes out officially on the 23rd, although some of the music out there right now on the website and on Spotify. Seth and China Kent from All Right, All Right, thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you so much, Rich.
Good talking with you. Be well. Stay safe.
You too.